This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dr. Dorvar Ruiz Diaz, professor and soil fertility specialist in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, joins us. And you're one of many scientists across the nation working to improve nutrient usage in all commodity crops. So can you tell us about your studies on that topic with soybeans?
We are working in a second year project right now focusing on potassium nutrition for soybeans in collaboration with the Soybean Commission. The nutrition of potassium in Kansas is something that tends to be more of a challenge in the eastern part of the state, where soils tend to be lower in potassium naturally compared to central and western Kansas. And obviously, it's a region where we have most of the soybean acres. So it is a topic that we are trying to understand better, specifically looking at diagnostic options, how we can make decisions for fertilizer applications, but also management options in terms of what to do for applications of fertilizers, timing, and how we can maximize yield response to this essential nutrient.
Because potassium deficiency has started to become more and more of an issue.
Soybean is one of the big users of potassium. We can remove up to 1.4 pounds of K2O per bushel of yield in soybean. As we're pushing yields, we're going to start to see more deficiencies develop over time. And this is exactly what we're seeing in Kansas. It's becoming more of a problem because of the improving yields. In our project in particular, we are looking at aspects such as soil test methods. We learn a lot more about potassium in recent years, and we know that clay type, for example, can have a huge impact in terms of potassium release to the crop. And so we're looking at some differences in clay types, specifically again in parts of eastern and southeast part of the state, and how we can improve potassium nutrition during the growing season. The second year of this project, we're also finding that there's a huge effect of moisture in season. So we are doing an evaluation of in-season supply of potassium in correlation with moisture supplies. And along with this, we're looking at what are the management options. So that ultimately, that's what the farmer wants to find out, is how we can deal with this problem. And we are evaluating options for pre-plant application as well as in-season potassium application with some very good results. Essentially, when I say in-season application, these are going to be side dress application of potassium, essentially, when we are seeing some deficiency develop. And preliminary results shows that we do see good yield increases. May not be necessarily 100% of the yield increase, but it's certainly one way to basically rescue soybean yields with potassium application in season.
Dr. Dorvar Ruiz Diaz, professor and soil fertility specialist in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.